On this episode, we go back to Europe to chat with Italian chiropractor, Dr. Federico DeFazio.
You're listening to the Chiro Compass Podcast with Dr. Norm DeBalos.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Chiro Compass Podcast, where our goal is to help prepare students and new graduates for the real world of chiropractic practice. On today's episode, we talk with Federico DeFazio. We'll hear about his experience in chiropractic school in the UK and his experience setting up a practice in his home country of Italy. So here we go with Dr. Federico. Well, welcome back, everybody, to the Chiro Compass Podcast. I'm here with a good friend of mine, Dr. Federico. I'm never going to pronounce your name right. You're just Fede to me. So Dr. Federico DeFazio, he went to school in Bournemouth in the UK and now practices in Italy, in Liguria, which is, I'm being told, up at the close to the border with France in the northwest part of Italy. So Dr. Federico, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, Norm.
Yeah.
Good to talk to you again.
Yeah, we were talking about, it was just almost exactly a year ago that we saw each other at the mission trip to Guatemala. And that's when we were there, we were looking at our phones and trying to figure out like, wow, this COVID thing thinks it might actually be something. Because I know it hit Italy there pretty hard in the beginning.
Just before COVID took everything away from us.
Yeah. So we've been on quite a journey, or there's been, quite an unfolding of events since we've seen each other last. But before we get into all of that, let's, tell our listeners what your, what's your backstory? What got you into chiropractic?
All right, let's start from the beginning. So I was a football player and I played professional for a few years.
That means soccer to those of us in, I just don't want, since this, we're not showing video on this, they're just now picturing a huge, linebacker. So.
So I've always been passionate about, exercising and health. And I studied exercise science before because I want to be, I want to be into soccer. So football
right,
for me.
Right.
And, football players. But then I realized the more I was studying and the more I realized I wanted to help people. Mm-hmm. And I was working in a facility in Italy, pretty famous one here, Isokinetic. And there I learned about chiropractic. There was a chiropractor there. And I told them, listen, I'm really happy to do what I'm doing right now, but I'd be more happy to do something similar to what you do. Mm-hmm. And what can I do to be a chiropractor? And they told me how to where to go, where to study. Mm-hmm. There was a possibility to go in England or in States. And then... one step after the other, I decided to go to the UK and I start my new journey after I've been studying 5 years to be a doctor in exercise science. Mm-hmm. I started all over again in 5 years for chiropractic. So if you want something, you find a way.
Yeah, absolutely. So you, to start the school at the chiropractic school in the UK, that... is there a requirement for that, like having a bachelor's degree, having that undergraduate degree?
No, just the high school diploma. Is that diploma? You can say diploma.
Yeah.
Think so. And you need that one, and plus you need a IELTS certificate, so you need to have at least 6.5 grade for the IELTS certificate. Okay. And after that, you're ready to go. You can start either from year zero or year one, depending on your high school grade.
I see.
Okay. So if you have a really high school grade, you can start from year one, or otherwise you start from year zero. In my case, I had a bachelor degree in exercise science, so I started from year one.
Right. That makes sense. So just so I understand it, like, so you could potentially be, you could start chiropractic school there at age 18, or like when you graduated high school?
I would say 17.
17.
Wow. 17.
Okay. Yeah. So, and then how long is the program there? Is it a 3 year,
4 years? 5 years.
5 years.
5 years. Yeah, 5 years.
So you're looking at potentially being able to practice when you're 22, depending if you started. Okay. Wow. So what is the school there like, since a 5 year program in the States, it's essentially like a 3.5 year program, since some schools are on quarters, some schools are on trimesters. What was school like there?
Yeah, no, as far as I know, the difference is this one. So in US, you need a bachelor degree first, and then you can do chiropractic afterwards.
Right.
Instead, the difference is a master here. So you do 5 years. Mm-hmm. And so you start from the beginning. So you start from the basics. So biochemistry, physics, biomechanics, and then you move on to anatomy, physiology, until you get to, you know, adjusting and everything else.
Right.
That is close to chiropractic from year two, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, year zero, so it's the foundation year, and year one is propedeutic to the year two, that is the third, actually.
Okay, so I see.
It's a little bit different.
Right. Yeah, but you're adjusting as soon as year two, is that right? Or is that year
two? I mean, theoretically, you get some instruction year one already.
Right.
But if you want, and as I did, you do some seminar before and you start adjusting before.
Okay.
Okay. So theoretically, you shouldn't. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, that's in my head. That was my job. So that was the first thing I had to do.
Right.
And so I started it as soon as possible.
Right. So when you're in the clinic for school, that how long is that process of?
That's 1 year. That's 165 days.
Okay. Gotcha.
That's the last year.
Right. After that whole school process, are you, well, I guess let me say it this way. In order to practice in Italy, what is the licensing requirement there? You obviously need the degree from the school.
Yeah, so you need to be a doctor of chiropractic from a certified college or university, okay, like ACC.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, so you're ready to do your job. So if you don't want to be part of the Italian Chiropractic Association, you can start straight away with your certificate and you can practice. That's absolutely fine.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to be part of something, part of an association, and learn more about, you know, how chiropractic works here in Italy, the rules and everything else, is better if you're part of the Chiropractic Association.
Mm.
So you pay a fee, you do an exam, and what else? There's like a couple of weekends for you know, learn about the new rules, the different things you should do in Italy and you shouldn't do in Italy. And it's pretty straightforward. If you come from the state, the main problem is the language,
okay? Yes.
The language. Yeah. But there's many American chiropractors. Probably there's more American chiropractors than Italian.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, more foreign chiropractors. I'm not sure about American, but definitely French, Canadian, American for sure.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, I didn't know that you could. You know, if you don't join the Italian Chiropractors Association, you can, you know, as long as you got your degree, you can just open up your doors. So
yeah.
I guess, I mean, that might be a good thing and a bad thing. You know, it could be good if you don't want to mess with it, but it's a bad thing because then, you know, maybe it doesn't have the, I guess, the standard.
You don't have the protection, you don't have the lawyers behind you.
I see.
That's it.
Right.
So you need to pay for your own lawyers.
Right.
That's it.
Do you know, and I'm not sure, this question just popped into my head, as far as the rest of, the rest of Europe, I know different countries have different rules. Like I've heard that Spain has there is no licensure there. I could be completely wrong. I'll probably just edit this question out, but I'll, you know, just out of curiosity.
Was in Spain was not.
I don't think there's any licensure. I think you can just open up and you don't even need to say, you don't even need a chiropractic degree. You can just...
No. Here in Italy, you need a chiropractic degree. There's a couple of those, one from 2008 and a new one from 2018 that recognize chiropractic as a healthcare profession.
I see.
So,
got it.
Yeah, there's no way around that.
Right. Absolutely. But there's... There is no, I guess, national board exam that you have to take there to see. Okay, gotcha.
As an exam, but I wouldn't call that a national board exam. I took the national board exam for the States.
Oh, wow.
And it's completely different. So the Italian one is is a case. You need to solve the case in front of the commission. Mm-hmm. And in this case, for me, it was on Zoom because of the situation.
Right.
It's like, a case scenario. You need to solve one case and then you're able to practice. That's it. Mm.
Wow. Okay.
Way different from the four parts of the national board.
Yeah, exactly. Well, nice. So what made you decide on that that area of Italy? Is that where you're from? Is that where your roots are?
Yeah, exactly. My hometown. Yeah. And also the other thing is there's no chiropractor around here.
Okay.
No, in miles.
Very nice. So yeah, there's no competition there. Have you found as far as starting a practice, have you found any challenges there? Is the community receptive to it? Or do you have a...
I've been working in London for about 4 months before I came here. Mm-hmm. And honestly, here it's ridiculous. They're ringing the bell and asking for an appointment.
Wow.
They're not even asking for the price.
Wow.
Because they need chiropractic here.
Right.
In London, it was different. So if you wanted a client and a patient inside the office, you need to invest at least 20, 30 pounds. If you're new, I'm saying.
They
don't know you. You need to invest a certain amount of money before you get some patient in. Here, it costs zero. Wow. So I'll be honest with you, I've done the first 4 weeks and I had about 100 new patients.
Oh, my goodness.
Just like this. Wow. Just like this. And it was ridiculous, honestly. I was not expecting to start like this. I was a big boom.
Well, I guess we'll interview you again in 6 months when you're opening your fifth new clinic, and we'll see if we can get you some employees.
No, I tell you that I'm gonna do max couple of clinics, and I want to make it, you know, quality more than quantity.
Right.
So that's my motto. You
know? Yeah. Well, I guess that kind of leads me to that. Then, what is your ultimate vision? I know you're very, very new in this practice, but your goal is two practices, or your goal is multiple, or what is the
goal? My idea is cover this area. So I want to open up by the end of, let's say, by the beginning of next year, another practice close to this one, because I have a small office. Okay, so there's a reception and there's a treatment room, and a changing room and a toilet. That's it. That's my space. So I'm gonna have another one like this one, not a big clinic. Let's say 30, 40 kilometers from here. Mm-hmm. So I can divide myself morning one place and afternoon the other place, and that for 5 days a week. Mm-hmm. That's what I want to do, cover bigger area and serve more people. Okay. Nice. That's my vision.
Nice.
Right now.
Yeah. And your office, I saw the videos online. It's absolutely beautiful. I mean, it looks like something out of a magazine. It's absolutely stunning.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's, well, and I feel like I'm kind of buttering up my new boss now. So when you open that second office, you know, I'll come to Italy. I need to get Rosetta Stone or something. I need to learn my Italian.
And the other one is going to be closer to Monte Carlo. So you think about that.
Oh, Monte Carlo. Nice. See? So I'm not going to publish this until after I've got that job. So that's fantastic. So you talked a little bit about what your setup is like in the office. So you've got that reception room, and then you've got that frosted glass divider, and then there's the treatment room, the changing room, and all of that. So what you obviously, you know, since we did the mission trip together, our listeners can figure out that you're a Gonstead practitioner. What is your, I guess, take us through what your appointment is like, your first visit, your follow-up visit, you know, your regular adjustment.
All right.
Yeah.
So my first visit is divided in two visits, actually. So my first visit is a consultation, the first one. So I do my history. That takes quite a while because I ask all the possible information to the patient.
Right.
I want to know as much as I can about that patient. Mm-hmm. Then I move straight to the examination. That takes a while as well. And then since in Italy, I'm not allowed to take any x-ray. Mm. So I need to refer the patient out for the x-ray. So as you know, I'm a doctor practitioner. So full spine on every patient.
Right.
So I have a couple of places where I send patients, and sometimes even to the hospital, depending on the patient and depending on the price that they want to spend. Mm. So if they want to wait, let's say, 1 to 2 weeks to take the x-ray, there's a price. If they want to do the x-ray the day after, it's a different price.
Right.
That goes from £30, €30 to €100, okay? Depending on how much they can spend on how much they want to wait or the pain they have, okay?
Right.
And then they come back. So they send me the x-rays, I analyze the x-ray. Mm-hmm. When they come back, I give my chiropractic diagnosis, I explain my plan of care, and then if they agree with that, I start with the treatment that day. Mm-hmm. So my first visit is divided in this for the first two visits, and then we start with the plan.
Gotcha.
Okay. So I take quite a lot of time for the first two visits because I believe, first of all, I want to make the patient understand what's their diagnosis, mm-hmm. and especially the way I'm going to treat them. Right. That is completely different from any other practitioner around here. So right. I want to make sure they understand that and they agree with me. Because right. if they don't, I'm not really keen to help them because in my head, they need to agree with the plan and decide to take care of themselves. Otherwise, there's nothing I can do anyway.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. If they just want a quick fix, then that's not really what we do. Yeah.
No, it's not going to happen yet.
If they just want pain relief, then, you know, they can take an aspirin or something like that. If they understand foundational correction, then you're the person to go to. That makes sense.
Yeah. If they want to make a change in their life, yeah, I'm here right. and I can help them.
So,
for sure.
So on a regular adjustment, they come into your reception area and then check in, then they go back to the changing room, I guess, to put on a gown.
Yeah.
And then take us through that. So what is it, a standard Gonstead visit?
They come in, history taking, so they sit there with their clothes. Then when it's time for the examination, they take the clothes off, and we start with the examination. When I finish, I give them a piece of paper when I write down which kind of x-ray they need to take. Mm-hmm. When they come back, explanation, they take their clothes off, always with a gown, if he's a man, even without a gown, just with the underwear. And he's always skin to skin for me. So when I adjust, always skin to skin, and for girls with a gown, no bra. And I do my nervoscope and I adjust.
Right.
So pretty straightforward. Pretty easy.
About how long does your visit take?
All right. So it's 1 hour, 45 minutes, 1 hour for the first visit. Mm-hmm. Okay. The first consultation. And his report of finding, I would say, is about 30 minutes. So 15 minutes explanation, 15 minutes treatment. And every patient is like 15 minutes, no more. 15, an old lady would be 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Gotcha. And so you had mentioned already that there's a couple of places that you can send them for x-rays. Did you have to develop those relationships with these places?
With the private one, yes. Okay. With the other, not really, because they just go there, they rent their radiologist, they pay for their radiologist, they take the x-ray with the hospital facilities, and it goes pretty easy.
Gotcha.
I know some of them, because I know many people around here,
right.
but that's not very, very important.
Gotcha.
Because that's the price.
Right, so, right. The price is the price. So as far as like, you know, do you have... as far as your sources of new patients, I know you said they're just, you know, as soon as you just put on the open sign, they're pretty much knocking on the door. But are you doing any marketing or getting any referrals from other practitioners around the area?
Yeah, so I would say my best marketing is the location of my place because it's on the street and it's on the main street. Mm. So I have a big sign and it's a walking area as well.
Right.
So that's the best marketing that I've done so far. Mm-hmm. Okay, especially here in Italy. They like to see what you're doing and they like to see the office from outside
right.
with big glasses outside and they can see inside, mm-hmm. but not the treatment room. They
right.
can see only the reception.
Right.
Okay. So that's helping me to get a lot of new patients.
Yeah.
But otherwise I'm advertising myself on Instagram and on Facebook, posting my stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sponsorizing anything right now because I don't need to, but if I would have to, like I did in London, I will.
Right.
So that's, I'm doing my Google business as well. That's useful too.
Mm-hmm.
So I ask most of the patient or the patient that want to help to leave a review. And that's useful most of the time because mm-hmm. every new patient can go and have a look at the result that I get with the new patient,
yeah.
with the patient. So that's helpful.
Right. Yeah. That third party validation. So in that, is it just you right now? Do you have a CA, a receptionist?
I'm the CA.
You are the CA.
The yeah. Especially right now with COVID, it's not possible in Italy to have CA.
Really?
And no, you need to pay for it, and she's not even going to come to the office. So right now, I can do that.
Right. Gotcha.
And also, I need to learn how to do that properly before I can teach somebody to do it properly.
Yep.
So I will do it by myself.
That makes sense. That makes sense. What are you? Are you working like 5 days a week, 6 days a week? What's your
6 days a week?
Six days. Whew. That's you. You are just a workaholic. You know, I would say, you know, that might burn somebody out, but I know you, and that's, you know, you're probably like itching on that seventh day too. You're like, I should probably be in the office.
Yeah, today I went for a hike with my friends, and I was texting patients to, you know, remind them their appointment and make sure they're doing the ice and exercise that I told them. So
nice, very nice. As far as like how you treat patients and all of that stuff, I know you've shadowed other doctors and things like that. Are you using any kind of management company or any coaching or consulting?
At the moment, sometimes I'm talking with a doc bar in UK for a diagnosis. So when I'm not really sure about some diagnosis, especially, you know, diagnostic stuff, mm-hmm. I'm talking to her. And otherwise, when it's about Gonstead, most of the time I'm doing by myself, and I'm trying, and I'm asking to some other practitioner as well. There's the Italian one that now I'm kind of, it's kind of mentoring me, and I'm going to do some seminar with him as well. But otherwise, most of the time I just apply the knowledge that I learned in these years,
right.
And most of the time works. So.
Right, right. And just learn as you go. Yeah. So you said that, you know, as far as your location is concerned, you're the only chiropractor there. Are there a lot of Gonstead chiropractors around Italy?
No, I would say I'm the only pure Gonstead chiropractor in Italy.
Wow.
And there's another one, the one I was talking about, that is Gonstead Diplomate, but he's not doing only Gonstead. He's mixing that with AK and functional neurology. So I would say I'm the only pure one. Okay.
Gotcha. Gotcha. And you did say you were you're going to go shadow.
I wouldn't say shadow, but I'm going to go follow him for some seminars.
Oh, okay? I see. Gotcha. I got it now.
Also, he's tricking me too, because he's the only Gonstead around here, so I have no choice.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
And adjust my job.
Yeah. Do you, as far as like continuing to upskill and continuing to learn new things, or do you go to seminars frequently, or is that the plan?
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to do as many seminars as possible. Right now, I'm more focusing on Gonstead, and obviously right now it's webinars.
Mm-hmm.
But as I told you, I'm going to do some seminar with this guy here in Italy.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as possible, I will fly back to the States and do some, or in Europe, wherever I can, and do Gonstead stuff and other seminars. So, I'm not going to stop.
Right. Yeah, I didn't even realize, you know, that seminar that I attended, I guess it was maybe about a month and a half ago, it was that pediatric seminar here in Hawaii. And, you know, they were doing it virtually for some other people. And I saw your name. I was like, oh, like that's pretty intense. I know the time change from here to there is 11 hours. So if you're, you know, you're burning the midnight oil just to keep upskilling. So that's amazing.
I love that kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can. I follow all of them. So when they post the seminar, you make sure I'll be there.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So I guess, what would you recommend to other students? Cause I know this is your first year, I guess, first full year in practice. Let me back up this way. Between school and practice, I know everybody has a big gap, at least in the U.S., of, you know, school prepared you for boards, but then actual practice is not necessarily, school didn't prepare you adequately for that. Was there any gap in the school in UK and what actual practice was like?
Yeah, okay. So if we're talking about adjusting-wise, if it was for school, I would be a little bit in trouble. I done on my own seminars and done my own practice every day, and practice my Gonstead skills. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here right now practicing with a pelvic bench and a knee chest and a cervical chair. That would be sweating every day, all day, okay? Right. Because you have no alternative. Either you adjust or you don't.
Right.
And, so in terms of adjusting, that was just diversified in college. And I had one Gonstead practitioner that helped me quite a lot, and plus all the seminars that I've done.
Mm-hmm.
That was useful, plus the practice done. And I would say the big gap in chiropractic school, I don't believe it's only UK.
Mm-hmm.
Probably UK, the adjusting part is a little bit worse than the States, but the marketing part is pretty bad everywhere.
Right.
So you get out there and you know how to be a practitioner, theoretically,
mm-hmm.
but you don't know how to advertise yourself and how to communicate with patients. That's so important. I believe that's even more important, because if they don't know you're good, you're never gonna have a chance to show that.
Right.
So that's very, very important. I believe that's helping me quite a lot here in practice, even before in London, because I believe I can communicate with people and I can advertise myself too.
Right. Yeah. So back up a little bit. So in school, the only technique is diversified. Is that all they do? They don't do any other?
I would say the only one that is allowed in the clinic is diversified. Okay. So one they do in school, but there's a but. There was a Gonstead practitioner teaching there. So he was teaching Gonstead, and that was a possible alternative as long as you don't use the nervoscope in the clinic.
Okay.
I was using the nervoscope anyway.
Right. You're a rebel.
In the room, it's me and the patient. If I want to use the nervoscope, I will use the nervoscope. And I will give my reason.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like they should... of course, I'm speaking just philosophically, but, you know, if it's just another way to check a patient, I don't see why it should be wrong. You're not...
There was a reason. They always said because there's no research behind it. That's what they said. Okay.
Whatever.
And it's fine.
Yeah. Exactly. It's like that's fine. Because close the door.
If it works, it doesn't mean it doesn't work.
Right. I'm with you. The average listener is going to be still in chiropractic school or about, you know, like you, you know, just freshly out of school, new into practice. What would be like, do you have any, recommendations for them? Like if you had to do it all over again, what would you do? Would you attend more seminars? Would you shadow more practices?
That's a good question, Norm. I think I push quite a lot. So, probably I will shadow more practitioners, even though there's many techniques that is a struggle to observe. But maybe I would have observed more Gonstead practitioner if I had a chance.
Yeah.
Because here in Europe, it's not easy to do so.
Right.
Because there's not many. So compared to the States, there's not many Gonstead practitioners. So that's probably one thing I would have done. That would be the one. Otherwise, I think I've done all I could.
Yeah, definitely. You're kind of that other extreme of, you know, doing, you know, going above and beyond. I think the average student is trying to absorb. I mean, I think they've got a good heart and they want to learn, but they're learning from their professors and maybe only their professors. And that's going to be limited, and it may help you to pass boards, but then you get that rude awakening when you try to, you know, try to get a patient from the community to come in and trust you enough to take care of their spine. You know, you don't know how to communicate. You don't know how to market. You know, your skills may not be up to par.
Yeah.
So it is a little difficult.
At least make sure that my advice would be, at least make sure you can adjust.
Yeah.
Because then when you have a chance, you need to show them that you're good.
Yeah. Exactly. You have to let your results.
A lot of chance at the beginning, but when you do, you need to make sure you take those.
Right. Yeah, and then hopefully build a referral practice that's self-sustaining one day.
Yeah.
So I had asked you a little bit earlier before we started recording. Are there any things that you would recommend to students as far as? Like books that had a strong effect on you or seminars to attend or anything like that?
Yeah, all the Gonstead book. Yeah, definitely the chapters, the purple book, the first step of Dr. G is another good one, all of them. I really like as well the Essential Skeletal Radiology from Dr. Rowe.
Yeah.
That's really good for diagnosis.
Yeah.
From x-rays, because you're going to see a lot of x-rays if you're a Gonstead practitioner, so you make sure you can distinguish between a pathological fracture and a compression fracture, for example.
Right.
And so that would be my advice. So Gonstead stuff and diagnostic stuff.
Gotcha. Yeah, and so for the listeners, when he mentioned the purple book, that's Plogger. That's one that's popular in the Gonstead world. And the yeah, that Essentials of Skeletal Radiology is Yoakum and Rowe. It's the two volumes, right?
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha. I was saying it was two when I was in school. It might be like six volumes now. I don't even know. Gotcha. Yeah. Cool. Well, I appreciate you taking the time. If students or other practitioners, you know, if they want to send you a patient or if they want to, you know, come out and visit you or they even just want to check you out, what's your social media contact info?
All right. So for Instagram, I have two profiles. My personal one is Dr. DeFazio, Dr.DeFazio. Mm-hmm. And then the one for my clinic is defazio.chiropratica. So it's chiropratica, a little bit different. So okay. C-H-I-R-O-P-R-A-T-I-C-A.
Okay? Gotcha. Yeah, I'll link it. I'll link it in the show notes there so you know people can follow you. And I'm sure if they start typing part of that into Instagram or something, you'll probably pop up. Yeah. But yeah, are you?
Sure. They put my name; they will find it.
Right. Do they? Are you open to having people shadow you? I know you've got kind of tight quarters there, so I don't know if it's if you'd be willing to have, you know, if there was a student that wanted to shadow you.
More than happy if they take the time to come from either the States or from Europe to see me. I'm more than happy to have them here.
Nice.
Yeah, definitely. As long as they dress nice.
Right. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. We can't have them looking sloppy. That's for sure. Yeah. Well, I appreciate you taking the time. I know it's super late there. It's 11 in the morning here. So I know it's 10 PM over there already. So, any final words of wisdom you have for the students? Or for the listeners?
Yeah, what I'm saying to the student is find your purpose in chiropractic, find your technique, find your idea of chiropractic, and then once you find that, don't let that go away. Just follow it until the very end. Just pursue it.
Right.
Because if you lose that one, then what's the point of being a chiropractor? You need to find your idea and then find a way to represent it in the best way.
Gotcha. Okay? I can't beat that. Thank you. That's definitely words of wisdom from Dr. Federico DeFazio. We appreciate you. We wish you the best of luck, and we'll definitely be checking back in with you later. Hopefully, you know, when you get that second practice up and running, and you get that apartment for me over on the side, so I can run that second office there. So
that would be my pleasure. You know that.
All right, sir. We appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Take care.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, another big thank you to Dr. Federico for taking the time to chat with us about his experience as a European chiropractor. Remember, you can follow him on Instagram at Dr. DeFazio. That's dr.defazio. Or on his business page at defazio.chiropratica. As always, please subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes, and please consider sharing this with your classmates so we can help as many future chiropractors as possible. Thanks for listening.